After tomorrow's congressional and legislative primaries, there are only 97 days until Election Day 2016.
So is it too early to be looking ahead to the 2018 elections?
Nope. Never. I'm Zoe Clark.
I'm Rick Pluta.
This is It's Just Politics.
So later this morning, a group that wants to create a law that would require businesses to offer paid sick leave will go before a state elections board.
They're seeking an okay that their petition meets all the technical requirements that are needed before they can start gathering signatures.
But not with the goal of getting on this November's ballot.
It is too late for that.
In fact, it's looking like 2016 is on its way to being the rare high turnout presidential year in Michigan without a statewide ballot question.
Yep. The paid sick leave campaign, after folding in May without enough signatures, is getting ready now to try again.
This time for the 2018 ballot. They need an okay, though, from the Board of State Canvassers that its petition is in order, and that would clear the way for them to start again.
And the idea here is that this campaign season would be a terrible thing to waste.
Right. If they can get the mechanics of their petition drive in order.
We're going to have to work harder, organize better, raise some more money.
That's Dave Woodward. He's a former state lawmaker. He's a current Oakland County Commissioner and leader of this petition drive.
The thinking is that right now, summertime is when people are outside and approachable.
Yeah, and that the political season is also a safer time to approach people about policy issues, about political questions.
And like-minded people right now are gathering at campaign headquarters and rallies where it would be easy to gather a lot of signatures without too much effort.
And this campaign team is going to have to up its game after failing to get a minimum wage question on the ballot and then simply running out of time earlier this year to force a vote on paid sick leave.
Which is not to say their efforts have been historically a total failure.
No, certainly not. In the last session of the legislature, a petition drive scared Republicans enough into raising the state minimum wage.
And in fact, although using a different tactic, Republicans also have tried to get in front of this paid leave issue.
Passing a law last year, signed by Governor Snyder, that bans local workplace ordinances that deal with things like living wage and paid sick leave.
So now the ballot campaign is betting it can get what it wants and maybe cause Republicans some political heartburn with a petition drive that keeps the paid leave issue on the street and in voters' minds.
Keeping the issue in play during this election year when every single state House seat is up for grabs.
Democrats need to win 9 seats to take House majority. Now, that is not a small undertaking, but if they pulled it off, it would redefine the last 2 years of Rick Snyder's administration.
She said, baby, things change.
Rick Pluta is the Lansing Bureau Chief for the Michigan Public Radio Network.
Zoe Clark is the resident political junkie at Michigan Radio.